Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I don't appreciate you guys talking behind my back. I know you're doing that.
No.
I was watching you in there, and I know you guys were talking about me.
Every single thing
you were talking about
was
me
said to you.
Yes, 100%.
Go home.
What I said to you was if you actually have the aches and pains and the chills and that's the flu, then you have to go home. If it's like a cold or something, fine. I said exactly that.
Exactly.
And I went in there and said exactly that. If he's got the chills and the flu, but I
knew you guys were talking about me. All of a sudden
now you're super self-conscious about stuff.
I saw it happen right in front of my eyes.
You're right.
But yeah. But there was nothing in there that we didn't say to you.
It was like when I was a rookie playing against the Saints down in New Orleans. And my roommate was Dave Remington, the great center from Nebraska. He was a year ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
Great player. And after about three series, you know, we weren't moving the ball anywhere because I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Right.
So we walked to the sideline, and it's so loud in there. They had a great defense at the time in 1984. And he says to Sam Weish, my head coach, you got to get him off the field. He's killing us. And I heard it. I heard him say it. And I'm like, dude, you're my roommate. You just told the coach to bench me. What are you doing? He goes, man, you're killing us, and you're going to get yourself hurt because you don't know what you're doing. He goes, just take my advice, go sit down, and just shut up. And by the way, you know, he's 320 pounds.
Sure.
And I was like, okay. I was like, okay, I'm going to go sit down.
Well, yeah.
So that's how I feel. I feel like you guys.
History repeating itself.
You guys are talking about me, and they're saying, like, why is he here? What's he doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's putting us all in jeopardy.
Nailed it. Well,
pretty much.
Yeah, but I also said to you exactly that. If it's the flu, you got to go.
Correct.
I mean, and I fought through colds and all sorts of stuff and whatever. The flu's a different story. If you have aches and pains and a fever and something like that, then the flu is nothing to mess with.
All right. But by the way, that gouache stone is G-U-A-S-H. Gouache.
Gouache?
Gouache. The stone, it looks like a heart.
Well,
I'm supposed to rub it on your face or something after it's in the freezer or something like that.
And then when we were coming back, Al and I said, what's the over-under on when Boomer's going to leave? I don't know if you want to
guess. Yes, I know you guys are talking about me. Well, I can tell.
At this point, you've already exposed us to your flu germ, so it's like, what's the difference? But if it makes you feel better so you can go to Ford tomorrow at the auto show, then you should probably do that and go rest. But it's up to you. You know, we don't make decisions for the big guy. Warren in New Jersey. What's going on, Warren?
Jill?
Yeah, what's up, man? Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, God, man. I've been trying to get in touch with you for years, man. Ever since Boomer brought you in, man, and groomed you. I'm happy for you, man.
Oh, well thank you. Yeah, it's 8 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, Warren, what's happening?
I'm the biggest fan of yours.
Thank you.
From I came to this country, I've been listening to you, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
The highlight of your life, I think, when you host America, Miss America?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hosted Miss America. Yeah, thank you for remembering that. That was like 15 years ago, or 20 years ago, actually.
I'm a small business owner, and I listen to you guys every morning. You give me pointers when I go to work in the mornings and have my meetings. I repeat what you say on the radio.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that's great, Warren. We really appreciate that. Okay. So what's on your mind today, man?
I have a remedy for Boomer's throat.
Hmm.
He has to take what Jessica Simpson takes for her throat. Snake sperm.
I heard it.
What'd he say?
I heard
something
it.
Sperm?
Yes.
Did he say Lachey sperm?
No. Yes.
Snake. Oh, snake.
Yeah, that's sperm. What Jessica Simpson takes for her throat when she's hoarse and cannot talk or sing. She drinks snake sperm.
Really?
Yeah, she was recently talking about this. If you Google it, comes right up.
Wow. Have you ever tried snake sperm, Warren?
No. What I do, I pure ginger. What I juice ginger and take a shot of it, and that helps me.
Yeah, okay. So I have ginger, throat coat, cinnamon. So it's good. I know it doesn't sound great, but Warren, I appreciate your love and respect. It really means a lot to me this morning because I'm not getting it from the people that I work with.
Oh, God, I listen to you. I give you props every morning, man. I listen to you, and you said something one morning. You were doing a commercial for Samsung.
Yeah.
And your assistant, she didn't text you that night and tell you that what you have to wear the next day, and she came in and said, oh, I was out for dinner, and I forget to text you. And you said, what? And I don't know if you fired her or whatever. I was so happy to call her out on the radio, man.
Warren, you are great.
Yeah, you are.
And you remember more things about Boomer's life than he does at this point.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a friend that own an expensive yacht, and sometimes we're out there. I have like a vacation home in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, nice.
And we're down in St. Martin's, we're on the yacht, whatever, and I'm listening to you guys, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great.
We want to come down to the Caymans.
Yeah, right. We're going to put you on hold and then let us know when that yacht.
Let us know when that yacht is ready to rock and roll because we are yacht guys.
Right. We'll do a live show from the yacht, so you don't even need to listen to us on the app. We'll just be there. Hey, Warren, have a great day, man.
Okay.
All right. See you, Warren.
Man. Yeah, that was
that guy was awesome.
Yeah, I'd never heard of the snake sperm thing. I mean,
the fact that he remembered that I hosted Miss America?
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Meredith Vieira.
Really? I never knew that.
She didn't want to do the swimsuit competition. I said, I'll do it. No problem.
Yeah, no problem here. Yeah,
it was like 1998.
Wow. Warren's been holding on to that for a long time.
Kidding.
So, wow. So is it exclusive to snake sperm that helps the throat? Like we couldn't give California Cryobank a call and they send over a souffle cup or something? No?
No, I don't
has
think
to
so.
Be, has to be.
Where do you get snake sperm from?
A snake.
Yeah. Sounds like a voodoo recipe or something.
I'm sure somewhere.
She says a Chinese herb thing. That's her quote.
Chinese herb thing?
It's like honey, she said.
Snake sperm.
Sure it is.
Yes.
I'd rather just have honey as opposed to snake sperm. Is that all right?
Yeah.
You got honey, right? You got honey back there, right?
I do have honey. I do not have.
What?
I don't have snake sperm, but I do have honey.
You don't have sperm in general?
It's amazing we had this conversation on the warm-up show this morning.
You did?
We did.
About Jessica Simpson?
No, about him testing his sperm count.
Oh. What was it, 2?
1, 2. There it is. We're done.
Quick test.
Right.
2 of them just talking to each other. I don't want to be here. This sucks. I I guarantee there's some. I mean, New York City's got everything, as we know. There's some place that's selling snake sperm right now.
Like a vitamin shop.
No, they don't.
You don't think so?
No, this has to be some wacky store somewhere. Okay. I don't think vitamin shop's got.
I think you're the one to try this kind of stuff because you've been down this road before.
What? Snakes? No, I'm not.
Yeah, you took sperm. You took those boner pills from the gas station.
It was from GNC, but
they really should have been from the gas station.
I thought I was doing the right thing, and obviously I was not. But no, I'm not. You know that just because I took the boner pills from GNC does not mean that I'm someone who is willing to ingest snake sperm.
I know, because the idea about what you were taking from GNC, there was an end game. You wanted to impress.
Yes, and with you, there'd be an end game and clear your throat.
Man.
If it was a lock, if you knew that you could sound normal by drinking snake sperm, would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
I got to tell you, you put this into Google Shopping,
but
nothing comes up. So I don't know where you buy this from.
China.
Jesus.
Man, you can't get it now either. It's not going to be cheap.